Tonight, the vice presidential candidates, Mike Pence and Tim Kaine, will participate in their first and only debate. The first Clinton-Trump debate was the most watched debate in history. That is not expected to be repeated tonight, but still an important moment for the two campaigns as Trump's campaign looks to rebound from a rocky week since that first debate, and Clinton hopes to hold on to her post-debate bounce. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we have to start with a kind of a depressing statistic, which is that a number of voters, many voters, don't know anything. They can't even name the two vice presidential candidates. Roughly a third have no opinion or have never heard of Tim Kaine or Mike Pence. So give us a little refresher on who these two guys are.
You know, it's not surprising that most people haven't that much information about these two guys because they're much more associated with the politics of their state. Tim Kaine, as governor of Virginia, he was first the mayor of Richmond and lieutenant governor and then senator from Virginia, but really has not been a national figure. Mike Pence was a congressman from Indiana and actually rose in the ranks of Republicans in the House, but then went back to his home state to get elected governor 4 years ago and really has not been on national television very much until he got this nomination.
And Kaine, by the way, has said that they really haven't talked much, the two of them. In fact, just one time, a quick phone call when Kaine was added to the presidential ticket.
You know, people think that members of Congress talk to each other, but members of the House and members of the Senate do not talk to each other very much. So it's really not all that surprising that someone could serve in one chamber or the other, particularly not in the same party, and not really have that much of a relationship.
So do you expect them to be combative with each other tonight?
Not in the sense that we have seen with the two people at the top of the ticket, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, obviously were quite combative in their first debate, are expected to be every bit as much combative in their second debate, and are pretty much combative every day of the week. So it's hard to reach that standard. It is unusually brackish for a presidential election. Oftentimes, the vice presidential candidates are expected to mix it up more. They're supposed to play the role of attack dog. That seems rather quaint at the moment because we have had a series of rather more mild-mannered vice presidential nominees. And Joe Biden, who trades very heavily on his likability and affability. So to think back to the attack dog vice presidents takes you back some while. And certainly we have gone much further in the mild direction with both Tim Kaine and Mike Pence, two guys who are known in their late 50s as family men, as straight arrows, as religious people to an unusual degree, people for whom religion is a very major part of their lives.
Well, yesterday we spoke with Alan Lichtman, a professor of history at American University, about the challenges that Kaine and Pence face tonight. Here's some of what he said.
You've got to do everything in your power to pump up the candidate that is at the top of the ticket, but, you know, not fading away entirely yourself. That's the tightrope that vice presidential candidates have to walk.
Ron, how much do you expect them to talk about the candidates at the top rather than themselves?
They know that the viewers are turning in to see them, to meet them, but they expect them to move on to talking about Trump and Clinton, just like pretty much everybody else throughout this entire cycle. So we know they're going to talk about those candidates. We know they're going to be as positive as they can be about a couple of candidates who have very high disapproval numbers. And we know that they're also going to find every opportunity they can to tear down the other party's top of the ticket. So we're going to hear Tim Kaine tie Mike Pence to the kinds of positions that he thinks will hurt Donald Trump in the general election. On, for example, having to do with abortion, having to do with choice, having to do with gay rights, and certainly having to do with taxes because the Democrats are trying to keep the emphasis on taxes. I also expect you would see Mike Pence going after Hillary Clinton with regard to her trustworthiness, with regard to some of her other vulnerabilities, and he will certainly try to contrast that with what he sees as the greater probity of the Republican Party.
Ron, I want to ask you before we let you go about one other thing beside the vice presidential debate, the kind of gaffe du jour. This is Donald Trump speaking yesterday in Herndon, Virginia, talking during a panel interview at the Retired American Warriors PAC.
When people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
Some people took offense to those comments, seemingly saying that those soldiers suffering from PTSD or veterans who had committed suicide weren't strong enough to handle it. Here's Vice President Biden responding.
I don't think he was trying to be mean. He is just so thoroughly, completely uninformed.
Ron, just a few seconds left, but does this matter, this back and forth?
This has a lot in common with the kind of out-of-context statements that have hurt Hillary Clinton so far in the campaign about so many of Donald Trump's supporters being deplorables and about some of Sanders' supporters living in their parents' basements. These are comments taken out of context that don't really speak to the meaning of what the candidate was trying to say. Donald Trump was actually trying to say that PTSD victims need more help from the government and need more sympathy. Ultimately, that was the point he was trying to make. But these kinds of comments are going to be taken out of context on both sides because they're great fodder for media attacks.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Jeremy.